33-67, 67-33, 29-71. But in the 71 minutes of my flight, I did not think of Carlyle. I could not. You may scold, reader, that I should have been more careful, that Bridger and his power, if real, are the most important thing in the world. But there is one whose call makes this world fall away from me like a dream. It was he, quick to keep his promise, who called over my tracker and bade me join his call to Togenkyo, where the nine directors, towering oaks whose umbrella branches shield and dominate the Mitsubishi billion, shuddered in the storm. That decision to hide this action from Occam Sonir in the first place is difficult to understand. This persistence in wanting to continue to hide the details from them now is frankly intolerable, and an insult to one of the most dedicated and worthy officers any of us has the privilege of working with. Chief Director Hotaka Ando Mitsubishi was the first voice I heard over the tracker. The video feed showed him at the head of the long table where the directors gathered, their spring suits livening the conference room with waterfalls and new grass, cats and calligraphy, clouds and koi. It was night already in Togenkyo, cloudy, and through the windows I could see the capital's skyscraper towers painting their lotus shapes and strokes of light against the black canvas of sea and starless sky. They're an officer of another hive, not ours. The directors speak English in the conference room, the compromise language which makes no claim about which nation's strat is strongest. Ando scowled. Humanist or not, we must trust Occam Sumir every day with the welfare of our hive and all its members. True. It was Director Huang En Lai who answered, the squat and hardy leader of the Dungbei region sub-nation strat, not the most powerful of the five Chinese directors, but the safest in his seat, anchored by 6 decades' experience and the loyal votes not of his small home region, but of the multitudes of Chinese members too fed up with the endless tussles between the Beijing and Shanghai blocks to throw a vote to either. I agree, we can trust Occam Sonir in almost every situation, but there are different kinds of trust. I trust my doctor with my life, but not my dirty laundry. And Occam Sonir doesn't trust the transit system to people who infiltrate their homes under false pretenses. Ando's glare swept the faces of the 5 Chinese directors. I spoke with President Ganymede. They have agreed to keep this incident a secret to avoid a public panic, but they are justifiably furious. The special guard we provided for the Sonir Weeksbooth Bash is the oldest and deepest seal of friendship between our hives, and much more than symbolic. Having them undermine Sonir within their own Bash house jeopardizes generations of carefully cultivated relations. Old Huang En Lai gave a little sigh. I'm not saying it was a good idea. I'm saying that revealing the entire back end of how it happened is itself a different bad idea. How bad? Ando looked from face to silent face. The rift this could create between us and the humanists is the largest crisis we've faced in years. If airing a small piece of dirty laundry can prevent that, it is more than worth it. Silent faces stared back. I hope you're right, Kim Young-uk spoke up now, Korea's hard-won lone director. But if you aren't, if revealing the truth to Sonir and Ganymede would be more dangerous than the rift this is already causing, all the more reason for whoever authorized this action to speak up and let the entire directorate know what we're really dealing with. The deep lines of years well spent made Director Huang En Lai's frown fold in on itself like a bulldog's. It should be possible for us to apologize to them without revealing every detail. By this point, they know enough to ask very specific questions. How much? Huang asked quickly. What are we sure they know? Chief Director Ando raised his eyes to the camera. Tycoon? All turned bodily toward the projected image, which made young J.E.D.D. Mason seem to sit at the table with them. To say they listened intently to him is too commonplace. This was a different focus, deep, as when Utopia sent a brave and precious probe to skim the surface of all-swallowing Jupiter, and the silence breaks, and the technicians lean raptly over their screens to piece together meaning from this first fuzzed data stolen from the heavens. So these nine men locked upon the words of their unofficial tenth director. Occam's Seneer knows with the certainty of perception, J.E.D.D. Mason began, that those whom I exposed were torn by guilt, but believe themselves to be acting in a good cause, and a peaceful one. They know with the certainty of testimony that the Seneer Weeksbooth Bash and the transit system itself were not endangered by the action. They know with the certainty of analysis that the Mitsubishi Special Guard and their confederates received orders whose pull was stronger than the triple counterpull of their loyalty to their fellow troops, their respect for Occam's Seneer, and their concern for the safety of the lives endangered should the transit system suffer from their action. And they know with the certainty of experience that events which are improbable and proximal are likely to have a causal link. Thus, they know with the certainty of deduction that one of you ordered the Special Guard to steal the Canner device. The frowns birthed by his answer were resigned, not critical. "Do you think they will accuse the Directorate directly?" Kim asked. "In their heart, they must have already. No other author would have made the traitors consider the betrayal both necessary and altruistic. This was clearly moved by no bribe, nor threat, nor small-scale gain for Bosch or person. Those who acted believed it was to benefit great bodies, cities, peoples, nations, thus yourselves, or one of you." All eyes searched their fellows. Ando scratched his silvered temple. "And you are sure Occam's Seneer thinks this too?"
"Yes, Chichiwe."
The Japanese form of father, which Tycoon uses to address Ando, is peculiarly formal and old-fashioned. "Occam's Seneer must have thought all this already. They have anti-proofs." Old Huang En Lai smiled at the 10th director. "What anti-proofs?"
"Anti-proof the first.
You know that Seneer will suspect you, and Seneer knows you realize this. If you had proof of your innocence or of another's guilt, you would have offered it to them. You have not. Anti-proof the second. Captain Zhu Wei Chun will not lie to Occam's Seneer again. When asked who sent them, they may answer nothing. But they will not state explicitly, it was not you. Thus Seneer will know it was." I did not catch which director muttered the first few frustrated Chinese syllables, musical like Greek, but as soon as someone broke the hold of English, more Chinese flooded in from all five of them. I could not follow the words, but their body language was transparent enough. Beijing's Wang Laojing was sparring with the Shanghai directors Liu Yong and Wang Baobao, though which side was accuser and which defender I could not say. Old Huang En Lei, interjecting often, was the net to their verbal tennis match, while Wenzhou's Chen Zhongren added occasional notes of guarded brevity. There is something pure to politics without words, raw human side-taking stripped of its veneer of topics and justifications. I saw sighs of recognition pass among the non-Chinese speakers in the room, too. Shanghai and Beijing had done this. We could all see it. One of their vast voting blocs had taken this gamble, scrambling to get the better of the other, money-fatted Shanghai against the proud and stubborn former capital. I know it is as egregious as conflating Paris and London, but to we linguistic exiles in the room, it hardly mattered which of the two was the culprit. When siblings spar, the true cause is proximity.
Enough, Ando broke in. This action endangers the alliance.
His angry spoken English contained an ambiguity I cannot preserve in text. Did he mean the unofficial alliance between the Mitsubishi and the humanists, or Romanova's Universal Free Alliance, which, like a watchman at some ancient port, tries with its tiny voice to give some aid and order to the man-made leviathans which crowd and jostle in the bay? At times like this, I am reminded just how small a bay Earth is, and how vast these leviathans.
I care less who is at fault than how the ten of us will fix this. I'm prepared to be direct if no one else is. At this point, we all know vaguely what the so-called Canner device is, that responsibility for its development can be linked to our hive.
The newest director, Shanghai's young Wang Baobao, was aggressive enough to murmur, Japan. Ando's pause was brief.
Yes, it can be linked to my strat specifically. And I think we all realize that makes it easy for someone who wanted to harm our hive to fire up the public about Mitsubishi culpability and everything the device has ever been associated with.
I thanked Ando in my heart for avoiding my name, but still, it hung in the air, like a pregnant storm cloud. Mycroft Canner.
One of you arranged this drill today to try to seize the device. Perhaps you did it to protect the hive.
Chichiwe,
J.E.D.D. Mason broke in, his voice soft like drizzle if the other's words were rain.
Do you genuinely read such kindness in this act?
Ando refreshed himself with a deep breath and a dark, judgmental glance at each of his fellows, who actually looked sincerely contrite. J.E.D.D. Mason is a hard being to disappoint.
I would like to believe it was a kind act, Tycoon. The alternative is that someone wanted to use the device as leverage against me, since the Japanese strat would suffer most from public outcry. But it sickens me to think that factional self-interest could lead any of you to poison the entire hive in the eyes of the world.
He waited to let that blow sink in, and to poison our relations with our most important ally.
The humanists will get over it. Shanghai's confident Liu Yong stretched back in his seat with an expression something between smug and testy.
We trust you to stay in the saddle where Ganymede is concerned, Ando. I would rather hear more about the theft and about what you let happen at Black Sakura.
I think Liu Yong is more blunt and rude in English than in his strat tongue. I think they all are.
Ando controlled his expression, but could not keep wrath's red from rising in his cheeks.
I have with difficulty placated President Ganymede.
He glared at Liu Yong as he stressed it.
I have also ensured that the investigation of this double break-in is in hands we trust. That means the issue of the device is also in hands we trust, a fact which may be the only thing which keeps this from exploding in our faces.
His eyes softened as he turned to the camera once again.
Tycoon?
Yes, Chichiwe.
Do you believe anyone here is responsible for the device, for its creation, its use, or any part of it?
A long pause while he thinks.
I believe not.
The chief director almost smiled.
I believe that the world will suffer greatly and gain nothing by the exposure of the device's origins. Do you agree?
Directors, he answered slowly. Does any of you genuinely know the details of the device's origin? Or is it lost in time? All nine directors aimed earnest faces at the unofficial tenth.